how is the rebuilding, the green rebuilding process going there?
The green rebuilding is going very well. It's providing some real opportunities in the community. We passed, the council adopted a resolution to start the incubator building, which will be the first LEED certified building west of Kansas City. And we hope to get that and get the groundbreaking worked in on it the weekend of the tornado.
Where's the incubator going to be?
Corner of Main and old U.S. or current U.S. 54. So right on the highway.
Yes. Right in the middle of town.
Yep.
And when you say LEED, what does that mean?
Well, now don't hold me to the LEED unless you have it written down, because we had 34 KU architectural grad students, and we got through 9 of them before one of them could tell me what it meant.
It's it's Leadership in Energy and Design Standards.
Yes, okay.
That's what LEED is.
Very good.
So the idea, though.
Do you want to go to round two?
The idea. The idea is, though, to make as many of these buildings as environmentally
friendly as possible.
Friendly as possible.
Yes, the council agreed that the incubator, city hall, and the we have another building, the Big Well building, that are the ones that the city's responsible for, will be built LEED Platinum, which is the highest level of sustainability that you can get. It requires recycled materials and passive energy and a certain amount of that and a whole gamut of things. And plus, it's basically considered to be a 100-year building, which we felt like was really critical. We could have gone back with cheaper and created something that 50 years or 30 years from now, the next council is going to have to deal with and rebuild. And this way, we're putting up a building that all they got to do is maintenance on it, and they should have a building 100 years from now, just like the ones that were on Main Street. So. Maybe they won't blow away in 100 years, but, you know, that would be good.
Would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
You know, when you talk about, these kind of buildings, you've got a blank slate here. You've got, did it take much arm twisting to get the people behind the green idea? I think maybe there was some grumbling early on because they didn't like the term.
Well, green is perceived, I suppose, if anything, as a quote-unquote liberal movement. And to me, it's not liberal, conservative, or red state, blue state. It's green. It's dollars. It's economics. And once it was couched in terms of, if you do this and this and this to your house, it will pay you back all the money, extra money you're spending in a span of 3 years or 5 years, and after that, your house is here for another 50. You know, all of a sudden, it's easy to sell these things, and so that's the way we've couched it. And yeah, it. There's people that were nervous about it because let's face it, we're in Western Kansas, and to be labeled a liberal would not be acceptable, you know. Even though we have we're the Republican state with a Democrat governor, but it seems things to work pretty good when that happens, but that's a whole other issue. But
true, but I mean, but green is the color of money.
That's right, and that's the way we've couched it here in town, and it's the way it's working, and it's not only is it the color of money in the sense that we're able to build environmentally friendly buildings in town and make a small footprint on the environment over a long period of time. But there are companies that are green that have we've labeled them green collar jobs who want to locate in a green community. And as a result, we've got an industrial park out here on the northeast corner of town that we've already got a biodiesel plant committed to, and we think we've got enough other businesses committed basically to fill that industrial park. And I kind of stake my reputation on this deal because people ask me what's going to happen to town. I said, well, 2,500 people in 5 years, and they all, initially they said I was crazy. But as you start talking about adding 30 jobs and 50 jobs and 100 jobs in a town this size, it won't take long to get to 2,500 people in town. And it'll work.
Well, what is your hope? And this kind of dovetails into what we were just talking about. What is your hope for the future of Greensburg?
You know, the good Lord bless this town. We only lost 10 of our friends and citizens in that storm. And my neighbor across the street was in charge of emergency preparedness, and he ordered 300 body bags that night. I mean, that's the way this place looked. And so, you know, somebody put a hand over a lot of people in this town and said, you know, it's not your time. And I'd like to see us rebuild a town that, you know, is... proves that it wasn't our time, and it's the time for good things to happen environmentally and to the citizens, and be a place where people want to live, and we live in harmony with the environment. And that's, I think that's where we're headed, and that's my goal.
Has it been a hard sell?
No, I don't think it's a hard sell at all. It's been kind of fun. When I was on the deal with the mayor of Philadelphia, he was talking about his six-pack element in his community. And I said, well, we have cowboys, you know. But it's really been kind of fun to watch, because people have kind of taken it as a competition. My house is greener than yours. I've got better windows than you've got, you know, kind of thing. And so, you know, as long as it's couched that way, you know, my utility bills are going to be this much and yours are going to be that much, you know, and it's a good thing, you know.
All of a sudden, the R values becoming very important.
Well, that's, my wife went to Wichita and took, she and a friend went around and were looking at windows. And the friend from Wichita was almost offended, because my wife's been doing all this research on windows. And, you know, she was talking about the E values and the R values and so forth and so on. And Becky was really put out with her, because she didn't understand what she was talking about. But the salesman knew exactly what she was talking about, you know. So, you know, it's become, we're very much more aware as a community.
You know, this is a big deal. On May 4th. The press is coming into town.
Yes.
How are you guys preparing for all that?
I don't know that we're doing. I mean, his people are doing the security. All we're doing is we're just doing what we always do, to be honest. And that's what we did the last time he came. I mean, and I've told people that, you know, I've had some people ask, and I said, you know, the last time he was here, it was not to feather his nest. He really came, I think, honestly, to say to people, you know, we support you, and what can I do personally, kind of thing. You know, it was a very personal visit, and I think that's really the way we're headed this time. It's not, I mean, let's face it, he's not running for re-election, so it's, I mean, he's here because he cares, and I think that'll be a good thing.
He'd rather a zoo here that day.
Well, that's a given. Yeah, whenever the president's somewhere, there's a zoo. My daughter was a junior when the president came to the academy as a senior, and they had this big, it's a 300-foot sailboat that they captured from the Germans back in WW2. They grounded it in order to get it to the right place so that Clinton could stand in front of it and have his speech. So, I mean, yeah, whenever the president comes, it's a zoo. But I think in that respect, and there's some people I've heard a little bit of better, and, well, how am I going to get into graduation? Well, actually, I think, what is, they can have 400 in there or something like that in the building? Where are they going to stack them? Went on.
Wow.
But anyway,
I didn't think that building looked big enough for 800.
I bet the fire marshal didn't know they're going to put 800 in. But anyway, but then they're also going to put up some big screen TV someplace so that people can watch. But you know, it's like I told him. I said, he's not going to be here that long. You know, he's going to come do the address and he's going to split. You know, he's not going to stay around like he did the last time. And I said, you know, let's face it. You know, it's an honor for the kids to get to have him. Because he only does one military academy a year. Uh-huh. I mean, and I think he's doing one other, two colleges and us. I mean, it's not like he's out on the circuit doing 100 of these. And I said, you know, take a little inconvenience, let your kid enjoy their day, and go back to the house or wherever you're having your after the graduation party and have a good time. Because the kids will remember it forever.
You're in a double-wide trailer now here? This is
absolutely
a double-wide?
This is a double-wide.
When do you think you're going to be in the new City Hall?
Probably about a year, give or take, maybe a little bit longer.
Somebody told me there's going to be a big wind farm south of town, too.
There's an outfit that's putting in a north-south transmission line. And if they get that underway, they've kept the leases up on a site out here. It starts, that'd be about, from where we stand right now, it'd be about 5 miles west and about 2 miles south, and then it drifts off along that ridge. Yeah, it'll be as big as the wind farm at Spearville. But we're also going to put wind in town.
Are you satisfied with the progress that's been made so far, or has it been frustratingly slow?
No. If I wanted to build a new house May 4th of last year, I would have been lucky to get into it before Christmas. And that's assuming I didn't have to put 3 feet of debris off my lot, you know, among other things. There were days when it's been slow, but it's, and by and large, it's amazing what we've done in the span of time, as far as I'm concerned. And we've had people from all over the world help us do it. You know,
a contractor I was talking with said, you wait, you come back next year to see the real I mean,
yeah,
that'll be the real deal.
But it's amazing now because, you know, I won't come to town for 2 or 3 days. And I come to town and, well, that house wasn't there and that house wasn't there and that house wasn't there. You know, it's amazing how fast the houses are popping out of the ground now. And we haven't hit a spring building boom yet because it's just like our house. The contractor that's going to do my house, he really thought he wanted to do it April 15th. And I said, I haven't got time to screw with it till 1st of May. He said, good. Because he said, I know I'm at least 2 weeks behind on the other two houses I've got going right now. So that's what we ended up doing. But so
you've got some patience, Mayor.
Yeah, you have to have patience.
Thanks.
Yes.
All right.